Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So Jesus said to them, "Cast the net over on the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and we're not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and he jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over, dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm going fishing. I guess that's what you do in retirement. I've never done it before. You know, I've been working since I was 14, 60 years that I've been working for the church, and I saved the best for last, right here. So the bishop, he feels I'm too old now, I guess, and he's going to bring in some two young whippersnappers. If you combine their age, it's still younger than how old I am. But I talked with the new pastor. His name is Scott Morgan. Seems very friendly, and we laughed, and I'm going to give him the tour on Friday. And then the associate, the vicar, his name is Father Adam Lewis. And he's nice, too. Very, very holy. Unlike your pastor, he's very holy, but very pious. See, when I come to Mass, I try not to be pious. I try to be happy, because I'm happy to be here. You know, it says in Scripture, make a joyful noise to the Lord. So that's my style. It always has been. So they'll be here on July 1st. And some have asked, like, how do I feel now? Well, obviously, I feel sad. I mean, I can't be feeling, you know, joyful about this, but I feel peace. I feel real peace. And I just preached on that last week, and I didn't realize when I wrote this sermon that it directly applied to me, because I didn't know that I would be asked to go into retirement by the bishop. So I just want to read just a little passage from my last week's sermon. This hit me. I think this was God speaking. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Peace is God's gift to you. But what is it? What is this peace? Well, peace is not just what you feel because there are no more problems. Have you ever had a life where there's no problems? I know I haven't. There's always some little problem, you know? But the thing is, you can still have peace because God's peace is confident belief that your problems will not last forever. God knows what you're going through, and He will lead you through it. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's the truth. This has helped me a lot. My own sermon has given me a lot of comfort to remind me that in life, nothing, I'd put it this way, not everything goes the way you want it. But through it all, God's peace is there if you believe, and I believe. And I also believe that when I look at my 44 years of ministry, God has always been in charge. He always puts me where I needed to be, where He wanted me to be. I know I've said this part of my life before, but my whole coming to Children's Hospital, that was a work of the Lord. That wasn't me. Because it was 10:30 at night. I was up at Our Lady of Visitation in Mac, Ohio. It was in my third year as a vicar, and you're only allowed to stay 3 years. Then you have to move on. They wanted to get you to, like an eaglet, go spread your wings, you know, go somewhere else. So it was 10:30 at night. I remember it was a warm night. And I get this call. And I thought, oh, this must be an emergency call. But on the other end was Father Bernie Gray, a priest. Now, I knew Bernie, but I wasn't really friends with him. And I said, Bernie, can I help you? What do you need? And Bernie said to me, this is 1984, he said, I am going to leave priesthood and I'm going to give up my chaplaincy at Children's Hospital and I'm going to get married. And I was in prayer wondering who should take my place. And Mike, your name came up into my mind, very powerful. And he said, Mike, I want you to apply to the open listing for a chaplain at Children's Hospital. See, they open listed it, so anyone could, you know, choose to work there. And so he says, I want you to apply to this open listing. And I kind of laughed at him. I said, Bernie, I've only been a priest 3 years. You're not going to put me in a hospital all by myself. They'll probably make me a vicar again. Then I could be a pastor someday. He says, no, just humor me, Mike, humor me. Put your name into the hopper. So as a joke, I did. Really, it was a joke. I'm never going to get this, never. 3 days later, I get a call from Father Ken Zillinger, the personnel director. He said, Mike, Father Michael, we have chosen you as chaplain at Children's Hospital. Man, if you heard my jaw thump on the floor, I'm going like, what, you know? And I said, really? You want me to go there? He said, well, I said, why? Why are you sending me there? He said, you were the only one who applied. It's the truth. Let the church say amen. Really, I'm the only one? And then I said, well, I'll work here a few years, you know, 3 years, maybe five if I like it. 27 years later, I ended up here. And even coming here was a guidance from God. Because, you know, I was good friends with Stan Lehrman. He was in my pre-support group. We had dinner every month for 7 years. And you get to know a person. God bless Father Stan. Now, I'm going to be buried still up in our cemetery right near Father Stan. And since I beat him as far as years as a pastor here, I want my tombstone to be 1/4 inch higher than his. I've already told Craig Turner we're going to measure it, you know. But Father Stan, when I have dinner with him and some other priests, you know how that deep voice, those you remember, the deep voice, 6'4", Michelle? You know, he's a giant of a priest. And he would always say in that deep voice, "Michael, I want you to go to Hillsboro." I said, "Stan, I'm working at Children's. I can't do that." And almost every dinner, "You need to go to Hillsboro." And guess what? He died. And the bishop called me when I was at Children's Hospital. He said, "Mike, we're thinking of sending you to Hillsboro. What do you think about that?" I says, "I'll take the job. I'll take it." I think Father Stan was being prophetic. And I thought, well, you know, I'll semi-retire here. Semi-retire. It can't be too hard. After I got here, 4 years later, Father Klamath dies, and I got St. Benignus. And then the Beacons of Light happens. And then I have 4 churches. You're supposed to slow down and as you get older. Mind, I'd get working and working and working. And I know that's a work of God. So now, as I face retirement, and I've never done this before. Steve, what's it like in retirement? What do you do? That's boring. I got cats. I can't travel. I can't read. I'm going camping. That's what. No, I'll be open to wherever God wants me to minister. I don't know where that is, but I'll be open to it. I'll let the Lord speak to me as he always has for 44 years. He's always done that. So why should I doubt? Why should I worry? I have peace. So we have 2 new guys coming up here. Oh, they're young whippersnappers. They're young. And I really urge the church 2 things. Take care of them. I know how important it is as a young priest that at your first assignment that is successful. If it is not successful, this will damage their confidence and it could hurt their priesthood. Because I remember when I went to Our Lady of Visitation and it was beautiful. I mean, it was just awesome. I loved the people, they loved me, and it gave me strength really to go to Children's and minister to the children who went to heaven. Who knows? Maybe I'll go back. I don't know. But be loving to them as you have been loving to me. Feed them and make them as fat as me. Yeah, we don't want no temptation here. Remember, they're young. So make them big and fat. Then all they want is food. Kind of like my cats. So yeah, really treat them well. They're going into a difficult situation. Don't make it difficult for them. Just give lots of love and welcome them warmly and acceptance. The second thing, please continue to support this church and all the churches in our family, because I am not the church. You are the church. So whoever God, you know, brings a new pastor, vicar, you are the church. You are here. So continue to go to Mass and put in your money for the collection. Keep our church strong, you know. I am not the totality of this church. I serve you. I'm your concierge. Your concierge. I serve you. But you are the church. So keep his church strong. And I'm going to admit to you, their style is a little different from mine. In fact, nobody's like me on liturgical style. They're more pious, more holy, more serious, and that's okay. The most important thing is not how you say the Mass. The most important thing is what you do at Mass, and you receive Jesus Christ. So I just want to thank you for 20, almost 20. I feel this is what really gets me. if this came 5 months later, I would have tied Father Michael O'Donohue as the longest serving pastor. I'm 5 months short. I had to be here till November 4th. So I think I'll go up visit Michael. He'll go, hey, you didn't make it. But that's all right. It's not how long I'm here. It's how well I serve you. And I gave you my all for 19 and a half years. What a joy it has been for me. And I hope along our journey together that I have helped you, knowing that I have no regrets and I have peace. So thank you very much for inviting me into your spiritual life every Saturday and Sunday, and allow the new priest to come in, new priest, and lead you to the Lord. They'll bring their own gifts, their own talents, things that I don't have. So I really hope and pray it's a good experience. So thank you very much. I'll be here to June 30th. I think I have a birthday celebration. But I don't want to celebrate getting older. That's what caused me to go into retirement. But hey, Father Time, and marches on. And I've known all along I have a shelf life, you know, that I'd only be able to minister. See, you're supposed to retire at 70, so I'll be 74. I got four more good years with you. So I have no complaints and no regrets. Just thank you very much for your love, for your food, and for your care of me. You have always cared for me. Thank you. So, I'm tired of clapping. Yeah. Someone's already agreed to take some of my cats. You know, I have 8 cats. I can't put 8 in my trailer. So I have some really good people taking care of 4 of my cats, and I kept 4 for myself. And I talked with Mark Wilson. There is an auction house that deals specifically in vintage radios. So we're going to auction off these radios. And when I die, you're in the will, you still will be there. You get the money, unless I spend it all on Acapulco or Marco Island or the hotspot, Sinking Springs. Yeah. God bless you all. Thanks for your love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org, that's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.